Every kid wants to have cool parents. No, this does not mean kids want parents who try to be hip to the latest styles. That makes you decidedly uncool. And contrary to some popular teaching, being a cool parent does not mean being so permissive that you let your kids do whatever they want. What every kid wants are parents who can keep their cool, even when things get hot. Especially when things get hot. Kids want parents who are far less anxious and far more level-headed than they are. Your kids want you to remain unflappable, even when they flip out. As it turns out, that's exactly what they need. Parents everywhere are facing the toughest challenge of their lives, trying to create a loving family environment filled with mutual respect and cooperation. And they're trying to do this in a culture that celebrates irresponsibility and self-indulgence. It's no wonder parents feel more anxious than ever before. They feel overwhelmed and underappreciated. And I believe they all want help. Parents are searching for someone to present an inspiring vision of how it could all be different. We've heard all sorts of packaged programs delivering fail-proof techniques to raise perfect children. We've heard about the countless failures of the past two generations, while at the same time hearing of the urgent need to return to the good old days. And most of all, we have been bombarded with the call to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of our kids, focus all of our attention on what our kids need, and learn to always be there for them. We've heard all of this and more, and it's not helping. This call for total self-sacrifice is actually hurting, leaving parents feeling more overwhelmed, more frustrated, and less capable. So, what's wrong? Or better yet, what's the right direction out of this mess? A few years ago, a brilliant family therapist and rabbi named Edwin Friedman asked a critical question. When's the last time you saw a parenting book telling parents to focus less on their children? Well, this may be the first one you've ever seen. Scream-Free Parenting may be the first audiobook you've heard that tells all parents to stop orbiting their lives around their children and return the focus to themselves. So, is that the problem, that we're too focused on our kids? Absolutely. In a rash reaction to the children should be seen and not heard formula that many of our parents grew up with, we've gone to another extreme, the our lives revolve around our children formula. Just look at us, chauffeuring our kids from school to practice to yet another practice, in a minivan with stickers plastered all over it. And whose name is on these stickers? Whose name is emblazoned on this minivan that we paid for? Whether it be an honor student badge or a soccer ball, our kids' names tell the whole world who really owns the vehicle and our lives, and it's not good for them or us. Scream-Free Parenting provides a way out of this mess, a way to restore both parent and child to their rightful places in the home. Why scream-free? Not all of us scream at our kids. Not all of us struggle with keeping our cool. But all parents do experience, to various levels or degrees, a universal struggle. We all feel incredibly anxious about our kids and their choices, and we don't know what to do about it. We fret and worry about how our kids will turn out. Inevitably, we're so focused on our kids that we don't realize when this anxiety takes over, and we get reactive. Scream-Free Parenting is about calming all of our reactive responses to this anxiety. It's called scream-free because screaming is the most popular reaction. But there are other reactions, such as disconnecting ourselves from the situation. Or beginning to overcompensate. Ever pick up after your kids because you're so tired of battling them about it? Some of us just give up and keep giving in. All of these reactions are just different ways of screaming. And they are all just as ineffective in creating the type of relationships we crave with our children. But there is hope. There is a better way. What I offer in this audio is a way for you to envision yourself in a non-reactive yet fully connected relationship with each of your children. And that's the catch, remaining both calm and connected. Many parents can remain calm by simply disengaging from the relationship. Other parents stay fully engaged, only to let their anxiety drive the relationship. Scream-Free Parenting teaches you to calm your own anxiety first, enabling you to remain fully connected and involved. And this creates a revolutionary relationship with each of your kids and the rest of your family, a relationship where your position is that of an inspiring influence, a relationship where your number one leadership role in the family is that of a calming authority. Regardless of the ages of your children, and regardless of the mistakes you've made up to this point, you can restore yourself to this position in the family. You can, by learning to focus on yourself, calm yourself down, and grow yourself up, begin to make changes in the way you parent, changes that dramatically change the dynamics of your family. You can, beginning today, start practicing the principles that will bring about new patterns of connection and cooperation. Such changes won't be easy, and they won't come automatically. Becoming a scream-free parent involves a difficult journey, facing difficult truths about yourself and your relationships. Difficult, but not impossible. But it's not all tough stuff either. Becoming a scream-free parent also invites you to treat yourself better than you've ever thought you could or should. It all begins with one fundamental shift. As you will see, parenting is not about children. It's about parents.